Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has thrown his support behind Elise Stefanik to replace Congresswoman Liz Cheney as third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Stefanik supports former President Trump, but Cheney voted to impeach him after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol building in January, leaving five people dead. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
She never misses an opportunity to push back against Donald Trump when he continues to insist baselessly that the 2020 election was fraudulent. She even went so far this past week to suggest that his ongoing efforts were dangerous for the country and could provoke more violence. And unlike most Republicans, she has said she wants Donald Trump to play no role in the Republican Party going forward and would not support him for president if he ran again in 2024.
NPR Susan Davis. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan posthumously pardoned 34 black boys and men this weekend. NPR's Eric McDaniel reports they were lynched in the state before 1933.
Hogan said the clemency action was inspired by students who requested he pardon Howard Cooper, a 15-year-old boy who was dragged from the Baltimore County Jail in 1885 and hanged while his criminal case was pending before the U.S. Supreme Court.
My hope is that this action will at least in some way help to right these horrific wrongs.
Last month, Maryland Democrats accused Hogan of standing in the way of civil rights reforms after he vetoed a broad police reform package. Lawmakers ultimately passed the reforms over Hogan's veto, led in the effort by Adrienne A. Jones, the first black woman to serve as Maryland's Speaker of the House. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
A car bombing that struck near a girls' school in the Afghan capital has left more than 50 people dead and injured dozens of others. Most were girls and young women. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Images shared on social media showed piles of dusty textbooks and bloodied shoes outside the gate of the school. That's where the car bomber struck, just as the girls were streaming out of their classes. Rows of bodies covered with shrouds lined hospital corridors. Kabul's graves were filled with grieving families. Rossella Micho of Italian NGO Emergency, which runs a hospital in Kabul, said they received 29 patients, all girls. 26 needed surgery. ISIS has repeatedly hit the Shiite-dominated area of Kabul. Shadowy militants have also struck. In May last year, gunmen rampaged through a maternity hospital, killing mothers and babies. The school blast adds to fears that violence will escalate as American and foreign forces withdraw from the country. Dia Hadid, NPR News.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up about 0.9%. You're listening to NPR News. In France, thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Paris and other cities today, calling for more ambitious measures to fight climate change. The nationwide protest came after the lower house of parliament this week approved a climate bill aimed at curbing greenhouse gas emissions that activists say doesn't go far enough. The bill will now be debated in the Senate. It includes a ban on domestic flights under 2.5 hours that could be done by train and measures to support the renovation of high-energy-consuming buildings and to encourage greener cars. Churchill Downs has suspended trainer Bob Baffert 1 week after his horse won the Kentucky Derby. NPR's Amy Held reports Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test and now faces disqualification.
Trainer Bob Baffert says Medina Spirit was found to have doubled the legal limit of a corticosteroid. Speaking from the barn Sunday at Churchill Downs, Baffert says he was shocked to learn the news a day earlier.
I got the biggest gut punch for something that I didn't do.
Baffert says neither he nor his team have treated the horse with the drug. Last year, he paid a fine after another horse he trained tested positive for the same anti-inflammatory drug. Now, Baffert, who holds a record 7 Derby wins, says he'll cooperate with an investigation.
I have millions of eyes on me. The last thing I want to do is do something that would jeopardize the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
A DNA sample will be taken from Medina Spirit before a decision is made about disqualification. Amy Held, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.